I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, party people? It's Friday. Welcome to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. There's an 11-game slate in the NBA. It's your host, Jeff Clark. I have three best bets, one lean here on today's card. I was 1-1 yesterday, cashing with the Phoenix Suns -3.5 over the Dallas Mavericks, but I whiffed with the New York Knicks -4.5 against the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm going to throw the Knicks under the bus, actually. They whiffed, and I like to say that I don't have a bad handicap. I just teams that I bet on perform poorly. So I'm going to throw the Knicks under the bus and say their futility and their just like weakness is the reason for them getting drubbed at home to the New Orleans Pelicans, or by the New Orleans Pelicans last night. But 1-1 on Wednesday or on Thursday. I'm 1-4 this week. I'm up to 21-14 in 2022. Again, I was red hot in the first couple weeks of the month, but have certainly regressed this month or this week, and hopefully I can get it back. I feel actually really good about tonight's slate. Again, it's Friday, January 21st, 11-game slate, so I have three best bets. I'm trying to finish this week even. I lean towards the Bucks, up to -10.5, I think even 11 in some spots. Over the Chicago Bulls. I might be able to get into that a little bit later, but I'm not going to make it one of my official picks. My official picks are actually the Washington Wizards at home. I'm going with three home teams. I'm taking the Wizards -115 at home, hosting the Toronto Raptors, and I'm going with the Spurs -105 on the money line as they host the Brooklyn Nets. And I'm going, I'm taking the Nuggets -3.5 when the Memphis Grizzlies come into Mile High City to play at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. But before we get into the handicaps, let me shout out the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast can enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply, though, so you must be 21 or older to play. Please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. All right, so I feel pretty good about this Friday slate. I think we're going to end this week on a winning note, going to the divisional round NFL weekend, and there's some nice basketball games this weekend as well, with some positive momentum. So hopefully you guys follow me. I'll give you my rationale behind my three best bets, and we'll start with the Toronto Raptors, who are 21-21, visiting the 23-22 Washington Wizards. Put a bookmark in Washington's record, but Toronto's +4 covered as 4.5 underdogs in a 102-98 loss to the Dallas Mavericks Wednesday. We took the Raptors, if you remember, at +3.5. Didn't get the closing line, at least not when I published this podcast. So I whiffed on that pick. That's one of my four losers this week. Speaking of which, Toronto has lost four of their last five games and back-to-back coming into this one. Wizards lost, as they're actually one-point favorites. They lost to Brooklyn 119-118 Wednesday. But they've won four of the last six games. However, they've only covered one of those six games. So Washington isn't covering, but they are winning lately. Toronto's 2-1 straight up and against the spread versus Washington this season. Again, I'm on Washington -115 on the money line here. There's several edges Washington has in this game, and the Wizards kind of negate what Toronto does really well. In fact, I think this is a trap spot for Toronto. Toronto is a 1-2 straight versus Washington, yet it's a coin flip game. Toronto's 7-3 in their last 10 games and 8-4 against the spread versus teams above 500. And Washington is actually worse than their record indicates. They have a negative net rating despite having a winning record. So the 8-4 against the spread versus teams above 500, Toronto's record in those spots, might not mean as much, just because Washington actually has a misleading record at 23-22. They're 1-7 also, the Wizards are, in their last against the spread in their last 8, including ATS losses against the Portland Trailblazers, Orlando Magic twice, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. But back to the strengths, or the reasons why I like Washington here, not it just being a trap spot, but Washington has an edge in the foul drawing department. They're really good at getting the line, and Toronto sends opponents to the line at a pretty high rate. In fact, the Washington Wizards have the seventh in adjusted offensive free throw rate, whereas Toronto's got the second worst adjusted defensive free throw rate. Actually, Washington is just a better shooter, better shooting team, overall, and they actually have a better shooting defense. They rank both better in both offensive and defensive effective field goal percentage. Also, Toronto likes to get out in the fast break. They have a top five transition offense frequency, so they like to push the ball. But they have a below average offensive rating in the fast break. And Washington plays really good fast break defense. They're third in fast break defensive efficiency, and they allow the fewest fast break points per game. Also, Toronto they like to pressure ball handlers, get into passing lanes, and crash the offensive glass. They rely a lot on points off of turnovers and second chance points, but Washington's defense is actually pretty good in those areas. Toronto is fourth and points off of turnovers per game, and second chance points scored per game. But Washington's seventh in points off of turnovers allowed per game, and 13th in second chance points per game. They're a pretty good rebounding team. And Toronto's actually still missing their defensive big, Kem Birch, which I think plays a role and hurts their rebounding, as well as they have a lot less depth than the Washington Wizards. Washington Wizards have a pretty good bench between Davis Bertans, and Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench. Whereas Toronto's telecast during their Dallas game made a point of how Toronto's limited their rotation to just 7 players due to injury. So I'm going to take a deeper Washington team. Role players play better at home. Washington has numerous strength on weakness edges, which we just highlighted, and I feel like it's an obvious trap spot for Toronto. The sports books are begging for people to take Toronto, and I don't think it's news to any of you, especially if you're a regular basketball bettor, that the Wizards are not as good as their record indicates, but they are better at home than they are on the road. Toronto's worse at home or on the road compared to at home. So let's take the home team, Wizards, -115. On to the next game. Brooklyn Nets visit the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs are -105 in the money line. So slight underdogs. The Nets are -115 on the money line. Tip off is at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Nets are 12 games above 500. Spurs are 11 games below 500. But the Spurs are better than their record indicates. They have the second worst win differential, according to cleaningtheglass.com, at -4.1. They're fifth in ATS differential at +2 points per game. So essentially what that means, Spurs have 4 fewer wins than it should, and they're covering games on average by a 2-point margin. So but Brooklyn eked out a 119-118 win against Washington Wednesday, which we just talked about. But they've been back and forth over the last 10 games. They're 5-5 straight up, 3-7 against the spread, alternated between wins and losses in all those 10 games. So it's just kind of the pattern of Brooklyn. They Kevin Durant is injured. Kyrie Irving can only play in half of the games. They're still missing their defensive big, Nicholas Claxton. So that's a big reason for Brooklyn's inconsistencies. San Antonio, on the other hand, smoked the Oklahoma City Thunder as 7-point favorites Wednesday, beat them 118-96. DeJounte Murray, the point guard for the Spurs, has just been playing phenomenally this year or this month. In fact, DeJounte Murray is putting up 24 points per game, 8 rebounds, 9 assists in January. He's been incredible. And he actually is the reason that this backcourt matchup isn't terrible for the Spurs. Obviously, the Nets have, you know, Kyrie Irving, James Harden back there, so they definitely get the upper hand. But DeJounte Murray is a good perimeter defender and is putting in or getting production as well. Also, the Spurs are good. They have a good offense at home, and Brooklyn struggles against good offenses. San Antonio has the 7th adjusted offensive rating at home, or 7th in adjusted or points per 100 possessions at home, whereas Brooklyn is 5-9 straight up with a minus 3.8 points per 100 possessions differential, and they have the worst ATS differential versus good offenses. According to cleaningtheglass.com, they're minus 6.8 ATS differential versus top 10 offenses. Brooklyn is also 5-9 straight up. So, like San Antonio in the spot, since they're good at home, and Brooklyn struggles against good offenses. Plus, San Antonio does a good job of keeping opponents off the free throw line. Brooklyn's 4th in adjusted free throw attempt rate. San Antonio's 4th in adjusted defensive free throw attempt rate. Obviously, James Harden, makes his money at the free throw line or really adds points to his per game average by getting to the foul line as often as he does. So it's huge that San Antonio does a good job of keeping opponents off the free throw line. And it also feels like a trap spot for Brooklyn here. There's some reverse line movement in the market as 80% of the money is on the Spurs. 84% of the bets have been placed on the Spurs, according to pregame.com. Their look ahead line was minus 4, and it's down to roughly a coin flip. So I think the sharp money is on the Spurs. The Spurs kept it close with Brooklyn earlier this month, losing 121-119 at home, or in overtime, in Brooklyn. They were 9.5-point underdogs in that spot, so they easily covered the spread. And I guess the last point that I have here is the Spurs actually get a lot of easy buckets, and Brooklyn gives up a lot of easy buckets. Spurs are rank high up there in like points off of turnovers per game, second chance points, fast break points, and Brooklyn's defense is in the bottom 10 in giving up those kind of points per game. Essentially, what I'm saying, more accurately, I guess, is the better way of putting it. Brooklyn's defense is 26th in points off of turnovers per game, 22nd in second chance points per game, 27th in fast break points allowed per game. So we're taking the Spurs. They get easy buckets. Brooklyn gives up easy buckets. They're better than their record indicates. It feels like a trap spot for Brooklyn, and it's a good spot for the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go Spurs, minus 105. Final like that I have here is the Denver Nuggets minus 3.5 when they host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, 9:00. Grizzlies are red hot. They're 31-16 on the year. Nuggets are 23-20 on the season. Memphis, however, just lost Wednesday. Plus, they were 6.5. They lost 126. They were 6.5-point underdogs. They lost 126-114. Even though John Morant was just sensational in that game, Denver eked past the Los Angeles Clippers 130-128 in overtime as 9.5-point favorites. But they've won 3 of the last 4 games, scored I think more than 130 points in 3 of those 3 wins, and Jokic was sensational as well. Phenomenal is another way of putting it against the Clippers, and just has been great this year. Memphis is 2-0 straight up and against the spread versus Denver this season, both of which were in Memphis. Memphis also shot 43% from behind the arc in the first 2 meetings this season. I think that's due for regression, which is part of the reason why I like the Nuggets minus 3.5. But the bigger reason is John Morant has been playing like an MVP candidate. But the reigning MVP, Jokic, has been balling out and balls out against Steven Adams. You can make an argument that Jokic is actually outperforming or outproducing his MVP season from last season this year. And in his last 10 games versus Steven Adams, Jokic is putting up 30 points per game on 61% field goal shooting, 45% from three, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. So he tears up Steven Adams, and I think him tearing up Steven Adams today is going to help space the floor for Denver and get great quality looks for three-point for Denver's three-point shooters. Denver actually has the 8th highest three-point rate in the league, and Memphis is 26th in defensive three-point shooting percentage. So if Denver can get hot from three, which should be able to get free looks just by Jokic feasting on Adams, then I think Denver can knock down those open looks since Memphis gets lost in three-point defense. They're also going to be without their backcourt or several players in their backcourt, including Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, and backup point guard Tyus Jones, which just puts more of the onus on John Morant. And it allows Denver defensive specialist Aaron Gordon to kind of focus more of his bandwidth on John Morant. Also, I think there's a lot better chance Memphis's perimeter defense gets lost without missing two starters and two above average, really good, actually, defensive perimeter players in Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks. Memphis is top five in second chance points per game and fast break points per game as well. But Denver's defense is good in these areas. They're first in second chance points per game and ninth allowed and ninth in fast break points per game allowed. So Denver kind of negates what Memphis likes to do well. Memphis is really banged up, missing several key players. Denver's been shooting really, really well from the field and at home over the last four games. Memphis, I think, is due for regression after being red hot from the field in their first two meetings with Denver this season. And most of the money is on the Memphis Grizzlies, but this line hasn't really budged. In fact, 82% of the money, according to pregame.com, is on the Memphis Grizzlies, yet this line has went from a three-point look-ahead with Denver as the favorite to 3.5. It feels like it could come back down to 3, so I'd wait before putting in a bet until closer to tip-off. But I mean, for record keeping purposes in the Bet Slipping podcast, I got to lock in a bet and I'll just take the Nuggets minus 3.5 because I still like that number. Okay. So quick recap on the best bets. I'm going Wizards minus 115 on the money line, hosting the Toronto Raptors. I'm taking the San Antonio Spurs minus 105 on the money line as they welcome in the Brooklyn Nets, and the Denver Nuggets minus 3.5, when they host the Memphis Grizzlies. That's your Friday Bet Slippin' podcast. Show me some love on social media and wherever you get podcasts. That would really help me and this podcast out. Also, good luck whether you fade or follow me. Good luck in the NFL wildcard weekend. Be sure to check out the Bet Slippin's NFL division, not wildcard, division round podcast gambling preview. That hit the Bet Slippin' feed this Wednesday, so check that out before you make any of your NFL wagers. I'll be making daily handicaps of the NBA, the NFL this weekend, so look out for that. But until Monday, peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.